Approval of the consulting services agreement with Trust Ventures LLC for planning and strategy services related to Desert Hot Springs World Music and Wellness Festival.
Yes, Madam Mayor, members of the council, you received a recommendation from your Community and Cultural Affairs Commission to, after they reviewed a feasibility study to do, to enter into a contract with Trusted Ventures to promote or produce a World Music and Wellness Festival in the city. You gave staff direction that you wanted payments tied to milestone events. We've met numerous times with the Trusted folks, and we have put together what we think is a pretty exhaustive agreement that is tied to milestones. They will put together a plan. The monies will be released as those plan accomplishments are achieved. That will result in an event at a date to be determined later. We believe this contract embodies the council direction. Our recommendations for approval.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Madam Mayor, I'll second for the purpose of discussion.
Okay. We have motion and a second. Now let's have discussion. I know you had lots of items on just three. And can we go through those?
Yes. On page five of the contract, item 2C. I believe that total amount should be $125,000. The $75,000 in the beginning plus $50,000 is $125,000. We approved $250,000, so item C should be
$125,000.
On page six of the contract, item six, second to the last line, when it says section seven, I think it should say section six. Parties on matters with respect to this section?
Yes, we've got that right.
And then the last line, the last item refers to section 18A. And if you turn to item 18 on page 9, it's just section 18. And that's it.
I'm sorry, pardon me.
There is 18A.
If you go to page 9, is there section 18? There's not an 18A?
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, Mr. Baker, you have any comments?
I can't possibly vote on this, not because I disagree with it, but because I got it 5 minutes before this meeting. And I haven't had a chance to do anything. And I do recall getting an email saying there was something added to my box. I don't know when, but I didn't pick up my agenda until 1 o'clock on Monday. And here I am supposed to make an intelligent decision. I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay, just for your comment, this was sent to us via email in its entirety. I copied it, I believe, Monday morning and had all day yesterday and today to read it.
That's good. I didn't.
Okay. But that's the only reason.
What?
The only reason you can't approve it is because you didn't take
it. That's the only reason I can't approve it. I think it's probably good. I want to see this thing to happen, the whole bit. But, no, I can't approve it.
More diligent in checking emails and stuff like that.
Well,
okay. Nothing.
The state law says otherwise.
Nothing further said, Mr. Maddox.
No comments. No comments to support the event. I think they move forward. He's the applicant.
When the city manager and I talked about this, I think my recollection was that if he didn't have it by noon, wasn't going to put it on the agenda. By noon Monday? Yeah, and it didn't show up until, I didn't see the email until late last night. Just got handed the printed copy today. The same comments as Councilmember Baker. You just can't go and approve a $275,000 contract and just hand it to this council this late in the game. I think the city attorney was working on this until 5 or at least 5 o'clock. I don't know when this came in or what you did, but you've got obvious errors in this thing of math, which is pretty simple, which Councilmember Pye picked up, and it's just not right for this council to have this stuff dropped on us 5 minutes before this meeting starts and expect us to vote on it. There's no reason why this stuff can't be handled in good order so that people can make decisions up here. There's absolutely no way I can vote on something that I haven't read or understand.
You know,
I understand, but I know that this item's coming and it's for the council meeting, and we didn't get a phone call to say hi. Just let you know this document you've been waiting for is now in your mailbox so you can get it.
Or
I don't just hang on my email waiting to see if something's going to show up.
It's in every one of you have options to today's technology on a cell phone from the city, which would give you the email at the exact time it comes through. I'm not trying to start an argument or debate here, but each of you know how important this is to the community. And to sit here and continue to badger staff over this, they worked very hard over the weekends to make sure this happened. So everybody can shake their heads if they want.
I'm not badgering staff. I'm telling you that there's this.
Jan Pye, I'm not finished. If Jan Pye and Yvonne Parks and Scott Mattis can take 20 minutes out of their day or 2 hours out of their day to read this and get it done, and the other two council members, I would assume, could do the same thing.
You know the definition of assume.
Well, you know, this—it's getting to be.
It's going to be a freedom vote. Go for it.
Yeah, but it's getting to be a habit that you know, because you don't check your email, you don't check your boxes. It is true.
Here's what
I'm not
going to.
Okay.
As big loss as 48 hours in advance.
Okay.
This is what's getting to be habit.
That's right.
Staff report will be distributed when available.
If he disrespected the mayor, he would stop. I mean,
he's
quiet.
Everybody. Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. Call for the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
Roll call, please.
Roll call.
Councilmember Betts?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Dennis?
Yes.
Councilmember Pye?
Yes.
Councilmember Baker?
No.
And Mayor Parks?
Yes.
Motion passes 32.
Thank you.